The Kansas City Chiefs will make the Super Bowl again this coming season, and we're going to tell you why today on Locked On Chiefs.
From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend out. We are back. It's Locked On Chiefs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. That means your team every single day. Thanks to our everydayers, you locos out there, that's Locked On Chiefs official subscribers. Don't think that I'm talking trash to anybody. We appreciate you guys being here. Make another Locked On show your next one because we are free on every platform, starting with YouTube, where you can like, sub, and hit the bell right now. And as well as all the audio platforms, especially Spotify and Apple. I know you guys want to go there. Most of you already do. So, hey, that makes life easy. I'm Ryan Tracy, the founder of Rogue Analytics and Performance Consulting, NFL33.com and RGR Football.
And I'm Chris Clark from Chiefs Corner. When we start looking at this team and why they're going to be back to the Super Bowl this year, I think one of the things that I always enjoy seeing at training camp, one of the messages that Clark Hunt always delivers at the first part of training camp, our goal is the Super Bowl.
Yes.
This is our goal. We are not going for anything less than a Super Bowl. We are meant to be Super Bowl champions. That is his message to the team every single year, and it has been for I don't know how long. But I guess my point in all of that is this isn't a situation where you have a team that is just trying to get back to the playoffs or just trying to make a championship game. They're expecting that they're going to be the Super Bowl champions. And I know we're just talking about getting the Super Bowl, but they're expecting to be the Super Bowl champions. And they start that from day one in training camp.
Yep. And I think that echoes out throughout the facility, throughout the entire organization. Even folks that, you know, work in the offices and don't have anything to do with what goes on at the field. That echoes through the entire organization. And that matters. And like you said, it's been the goal for a long time. It's something he's done for a long time since Andy came to town. And now with the last 4 years under the belt, that's a track record you can lean on. And so it starts at the top with Clark Hunt. There's a thousand reasons why. And I'm glad you brought up Clark because I probably would have omitted him and gone straight to this guy because the number one reason you can get back to that Super Bowl is Patrick Mahomes. I know we'll talk about coach in a minute, but Patrick is what every draft class has a generational talent. That is Patrick Mahomes. It's not just that Brett Veach helped John Dorsey acquire a great player, a Hall of Fame player. It's more than that. It's beyond that. It is legitimately generational in his talent. And I think that we would be saying something similar if he wasn't playing for Andy Reid, but certainly playing for Andy Reid has just, I think, exacerbated that and, quite frankly, sped up his ascension to that level. We can't have conversations about him.
Yeah, if he keeps doing what he's been doing over his first 5 years starting in the NFL, and I just cannot imagine that it's only been that long, I don't know that you can't say that he's not the best multi-generational football talent that you've seen. Ooh, at the position.
You're getting there, yeah.
I'm saying specifically if he keeps it up, and I'm not talking about, yeah, Super Bowl wins are great, and Super Bowl wins define your legacy. But that isn't what makes you the best QB of all time, even though Tom Brady has seven. It does take a team to get there. What my point is that Mahomes keeps doing things we don't see other people doing. And he keeps doing things when we think that there's no way he could do them. I didn't think that there's any way he was going to have a 20 to 30 yard run in the Super Bowl to basically win the game at the end of the game, just because of the way he'd been playing the entire game. Yeah. I didn't think he was going to be able to do the thing against the Bengals 2 weeks prior, and he was able to get out and just move enough to be able to get them in position to be able to win the game in regulation.
That's what it is. We can't have a conversation about him anymore without having to discuss this and the Hall of Fame aspect already. And that's what it comes back down to, because no matter what the evolution of the wide receiver room is, no matter who is manning the tackle positions, we've seen some up and down play at both of those over the last few years. Certainly since you didn't have Tyreek to be your number one, carry the ball, be the guy. He just keeps finding ways to change it. And that's why no matter what happens now, from this day in OTAs through the end of the 2023 season will be the 2024 Super Bowl. Sorry, got to make sure I get that right. It doesn't matter because the man can adapt. The only thing that matters is you do enough to keep the number one reason why you're going to the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, upright and healthy. And that is something that they've come close to the last couple of years. So I do think, well, it is that important.
Yeah, and you look at what they've done, and the reason why I feel comfortable that they're going to be able to do that is they brought in pieces to be able to put around him, to be able to protect him. And they've given him an offense that really fits his skill set, and they've given him the ability to kind of play outside the lines a little bit. That's the reality of what he does. And I'm not going to say it's all the time, but at least 30% of the time, he's doing things that really aren't called in the offense. But that is part of who he is. That's part of his improvisation ability, and that's part of what makes him such a great quarterback. And the guy that is always going to be putting Kansas City in a position where they can win the game late in the game. One of the stats, and I know we need to talk about Coach after this next break, but one of the stats that just absolutely floors me. I think he's played in 80 games is what I saw. What is your guess at how many games that they've been in that they haven't lost by less than one score? Sorry, by more than one score. I apologize. I said that.
How many games that they've lost with Patrick playing quarterback that was more than one score?
Yep. He's played 80 games.
Two.
Yep.
Okay.
Thought maybe two games out of 80, and he's probably got 15 or 16 losses in his career. I don't know the exact number of losses, but my point is he always keeps it close regardless. He's only got two games that he has played in his career where his team lost by more than two scores. And one of those was the Super Bowl that he was playing a terrible offensive line.
Yeah, well, yeah. We call that striking distance around here, and that's where we aim to stay. Just like Marty did back in the day, it's just that you happen to have the guy that can get you over the top. Who can help him? Who's the number two reason they're going back to this Super Bowl this season right after this? And I got to tell you, make that fast break. You can do it right now to get into the NBA playoffs. Is not exactly expected, but you can get into the action right now. For new customers, FanDuel is giving you a no-sweat first bet. That means you make a bet. If it doesn't pay off, you can qualify for up to $2,500 in bonus bets applied to your account through FanDuel. It's super easy, and $2,500 in bonus bets is nothing to sneeze at. All you got to do is make a bet. If it doesn't win, you are eligible. There's no better place to bet all your playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. That is FanDuel. You can get there at FanDuel.com/lockedon right here beneath me for that no sweat first bet. $2,500 in bonus bets up for possibility. And that's FanDuel.com/lockedon. Go check that out today, because FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA and the MLB and the NFL. And when we break it down for a number two reason, I'm going to let you take this because I'll just go off on a tangent otherwise. What's the second biggest reason that they have the opportunity and we feel they will go back to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say it's Andy Reid, but it goes beyond just him being head coach. It's because of the way he builds his staff around him and the way he is able to get the best out of everybody, staff-wise, player-wise. That's what's so huge about Andy Reid. Yes, he has a great scheme. Yes, he calls an amazing game. But the thing that he doesn't get enough credit for is the staff he's able to put together, the coaches he's able to bring together, and the team he's able to bring together and play to the strengths of every single player he has on the roster. That is what makes Andy such a great head coach.
I have to agree with you. It's the force multiplication. Let's be real. The man is an offensive genius. Yep. He designs things better than career offensive coordinators on the backside of napkins. That's just the nature of the beast. Having learned from Holmgren, having gone through the things with all the guys he coached with, including Gruden and Mooch and the guys that were, you know, forceful play designers in their own right, certainly. But Andy has just risen to the point. And I do think this is what tying into what I was saying in the first segment too. Like, it is a symbiotic relationship. Would we have seen this offense evolve to the point that it is now if it were still Alex Smith under the helm? I don't think so. And that's not a slight against Alex. Alex is a different quarterback. I think they could have won with him too. I think they could have won a championship with him if they had gotten the pieces in place. But this has changed. This duality between Reed and Mahomes is unlocked. It's not 2 + 2 = 4. It's 2 + 2 = 278, and you got to figure out what you got to multiply next.
I'm surprised you didn't go with 177, but
well, hey, ooh, that would have been good. Dang, I missed that one.
Yeah, you did miss it. You know, the reality though, when you sit here and you look at this team, and you know, we talk about Mahomes' generational talent when it comes to his physical abilities, but really, the other part of reality with him is it's also his mental capabilities and his ability to read defenses and the mindset that he has. He doesn't get enough credit for that. But the thing that makes that so great with Andy is Andy lets him play into whatever lets him play in, just like any other player, play in the mindset you want, play in your personality, put your personality out there. And Mahomes' personality is, I'm going to be a dog. I'm going to be a guy that's going to go after whoever else, whoever's on the other side of the field, and I'm going to attack, and that's who I'm going to be. And Reed lets him do that for the most part. Now, don't get me wrong, there's times where he doesn't, but and he lets the foot off the gas too soon. But Andy gets the best out of his players, and without Andy in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have become the quarterback that he is today, and I guarantee you Mahomes knows that. And a shout-out to Alex Smith. Alex Smith had a huge impact on Mahomes as well. But like I said, and like I started this part of this talk about, it's the other coaches that he brings along with him. It's the symbiotic relationship that he has with the other coaches that he's able to get the best out of those other coaches and put together a entire organization, really, that gets them to the next level. And really, I just want to say real quick, the third guy, at least in my mind, and you might go another direction, but the third guy in my mind is Brett Veach. Let's not forget, last year, everybody picked, well, not everybody, but a lot of people picked Kansas City to be in a rebuilding year. There's no more Tyreek Hill. There's no more, they're not going to win the play. They're not going to win the AFC West. It's going to be too hard. There's all these great teams in the AFC West. They're not going to make it to the Super Bowl. And they went and won a Super Bowl. Brett Veach is one of the biggest reasons why they won a Super Bowl. Even if you throw out the whole Patrick Mahomes issue and him being the guy that sold everybody on Mahomes, it goes way beyond that. Look at his draft classes. Yes, he struggled his first couple of years in the draft. That's to be expected from a new GM who's trying to figure out what he's doing and how he's doing it and having the first-time responsibility. I'm not going to say he's hit on every single draft pick since, but he's done a lot better over the last couple of years, and Kansas City is absolutely raking in the dividends of that.
I'm glad you bring Veach up, because I was not going to go there at number three, but it's a mirror image in my mind, and you bring up a good point. It's much like the symbiosis between Reed and Mahomes. It's the same thing with Veach and Reed as well. And I think that comes from growing out of a system where he grew up with Reed and understands not just what he wants, but what the possibilities are. And he understands that if he has a trait that he can show Reed is worth the investment, he can get there. And I think that is not necessarily true of all franchises or even all playoff franchises. It's not necessarily that you can be that intuitive. You have to have guys that work together. You know, what's going on in New York, in both teams, the back and forth there. Yes, they're having some success. They're finding some good things, but I can't say that that's because they know each other intimately enough to understand what the expectation or the result would be based on a single variable. But they seem to be able to do that between Veach and Reed. And that's, I think, again, another aspect of keeping Reed young. We know that he's getting a little bit older, and giving him things that both challenge and excite him in terms of being the play caller, being the teacher that he needs to be. And I think that, in the end, is a triangle now that we've set up here that really feeds into the basis of how they can move forward in 2023 and get back to that Super Bowl. Who has to play the other roles? Who has to contribute? Why can they get back to the Super Bowl? Go through the rest of the inputs from the rest of these players off the field as well. Everything we can come up with right after this. Now, I call them inputs, and I hate to put Travis Kelce, Chris Jones in that category, but they are the next best players on this roster. And these guys would be the best guys on their roster if it wasn't for one Patrick Mahomes. That's just the fact of it, right?
Yeah, and I want to say really quick, I'm not going to number the next couple of guys because I don't know. You know, you talk about Travis Kelce and Chris Jones. They're probably on their own level. Nick Bolton is getting close to being not necessarily on their level, but another level, maybe right underneath them. You have some other guys that are getting close to that as well. But I'm not going to number the rest of them. What I will say, and I don't think enough people are going to give this group credit, one of the reasons that I think this team can go back to the Super Bowl is the offensive line. Say what you want about Donovan Smith. That's the one wild card they have on that line. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt in my mind about the other four. Zero.
Just think back to the first Super Bowl, right? And look how it's evolved since then. Younger, stronger, faster, better. I completely agree with you. And I do think that if Donovan Smith is healthy, that he can fit into that. Clearly, the older of those players.
That's the wild card part of it.
Yeah, I'd have to check where he is in relativity to Joe Tooney, actually. But it is a group that provides the foundation so that players can adapt. And I think that adaptation is what we're talking about. That's the next reason. So you say offensive line. I say the wide receiver group because what we saw last year, the evolution of not having a number one out there. And no offense to Juju Smith-Schuster, I don't feel that he lived up to the number one status. They had a large group of number two receivers. And I think that for the most part, they still do. We'll see if someone can emerge from that. But most people, especially if you talk to national analysts, see that as a negative, whereas I do not. At this depth point, when you have eight guys that we can talk about making this 53-man roster, you're talking about being able to sustain against attrition, against the injuries that will come, and being able to always move the ball. You don't have all your eggs in that basket. You have a basket that's much bigger, just not quite as deep. I think that's the way that we're going to have to see them build this team for years to come.
Yeah, and that's possible. The one thing I will say and the one caveat I have there, we all know Travis Kelce's getting older. He hasn't shown any signs of wear and tear, and that's great, and I hope he continues to not show any signs of wear and tear. But the one thing that worries you about that wide receiver core, I love that they have all those guys that could probably play a number two role on a lot of teams because I think Sky Moore could become that guy. I do think that you're going to see a lot more from Kadarius Toney to where he could be that guy. And maybe we're even going to see an evolution from MBS. We'll have to see how that turns out. But the other part of that is you don't have that guy that you can count on absolutely in the most stress-filled situation, the highest pressure situation that you have on the field. You have a lot of guys that you can trust. But who's your go-to guy other than Travis Kelce? They don't have that guy right now. Maybe they'll have one during the season. Maybe they'll get that figured out. I don't think that that's going to keep them from getting the Super Bowl, but that's the one thing that worries me about that wide receiver room is they don't have that specific guy that you know is going to get you whatever you need to get.
I agree with you completely. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention this too. The last big topic for me of why they can get back to a Super Bowl is because they've gotten younger and hungrier on defense, and we've been proven that that can work. Yes, they lost Frank Clark. They lost some other veterans, but not just last year's class before that, that can play contributions and play as a team. Defensive unit play is better now, should be better this season than it has been in the past because of that. Again, widening out the talent pool, not honing in on a particular position. That's kudos to Steve Spagnuolo, because when you're coaching this volume of young players to the point that they're able to contribute and make plays and make stops and give the ball back to the offense, that's on the coaching staff. And they've done a great job not only combining philosophies, Steve Spagnuolo and Joe Cullen, if they had their druthers and were each at their own team, would run different systems. Yet they've found a way to cohabitate and make this defense better. They've gotten younger at the defensive tackle position, out at edge. We know all about the secondary. They're getting younger in general. I know that people are going to say, well, Drew Tranquil's kind of a vet. He is. But overall, the linebacker core is now younger as well. Last year, the Chiefs were the sixth youngest roster in this league. I'm really eager to see just how young they get when the 53 comes out this year.
Could be younger. And the other thing I will add to that you start talking about the defense is getting younger, they're getting faster, they're getting stronger. I'm going to say the reason I believe that this defense is going to help send the Chiefs back to the Super Bowl, they were second in the NFL last year in sacks. Think about what they were several years ago, where they struggled to get a single sack in some games. They struggled to be anywhere near the middle of the pack in getting sacks during the season. And they were number two in the NFL across the entire league with 55 sacks last year. Yes, you lost Frank Clark. Yes, you lost Colin Saunders. I understand you're losing some of those pieces that got some of those sacks, but that's not where most of your sacks came from. Most of the sacks that you got last year are guys that are still going to be on this roster. You know, Carlos Dunlap isn't back. I understand he got some too. But some of that wasn't just the players. It was also the scheme. It was also the position that they are putting those guys in. And if you're going to tell me that, you know, Karloftis isn't going to take a step forward in getting more sacks this year, FAU isn't going to contribute some sacks, I have a hard time seeing that. To me, I think Kansas City, I'm not going to say that they're going to be number two, but I still think they're going to be top five and being able to create pressure, not just because of the guys on their defensive line, but because of how Spagnuolo likes to call his defense. And he has the ability now to be able to send guys from multiple different levels at multiple different angles in multiple different ways.
And that's what it's all about, being unpredictable. And that takes player growth, getting into new roles. Next week, we are going to talk about who's under pressure to make that growth. Who's got to prove something here coming up to camp? What's next for them? Matt Derrick will be back with us next week. This week.
It's not next week, but yeah.
It is a camping trip for me. But we're also going to cover the reaction to what else goes on in OTAs. What can we take from it? And what does that point us towards for the future? So happy Monday. Glad that you're back. I'm evidently not wholly back in the house yet, but we're working on it. If you want to get on the text action, text yourself. Text to 816-357-8781 and get in the action. We are excited for this week. The next trio of practices, I think, will be another step forward, another experimentation, get more information for us. So thank you. Make sure you like, sub, and hit the bell here on YouTube. Check out the other Locked On shows for your entertainment and your inside intel. You always want to do that. So have a great one, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.